This is Bob Williamson. Hear the call? A Jewish friend of mine told me he had someone that he wanted me to meet that he felt would be very interested in the Jesus Alliance. So last Sunday, after church, I met with Malcolm Out Loud at my home. He was a fascinating, energetic person who has a nationally syndicated radio show and TV blog. Though his programs consist primarily of talk radio and news analysis and is not faith-based per se, he loves the Lord and broadcasts more than his fair share of faith-based materials as the opportunity presents itself, something that I have found to be unusual in the media world. We talked for several hours about the Jesus Alliance. I found him to be quite intelligent and articulate, and he showed a keen interest in what we are doing. He told me that he wanted to help in any way that he could. I felt God had brought him to my house for the sole purpose of sending out Jesus Alliance messages via his various media resources. But then the conversation turned to someone he had interviewed on his show. Her name is Vasula Rudin, who has a ministry called True Life in God, TLIG.org. This lady began having what she refers to as interior visions, which are, in fact, messages from God. It began in 1989, and since that day, she's had many more visions and has used them to build a worldwide ministry. Vasula has traveled to over 70 countries sharing the gospel and telling others what she has learned from God. She has seen miracles take place that are, simply put, amazing. On May 23, 1986, Vasula's angel, Daniel, said to her, "Collect money and give it to the poor, needy souls. Be generous." So she set out to establish Beth Miriam's Around the World, a global organization devoted to helping the needy. Today, Beth Miriam's have opened on almost every continent in several countries. She states, "The main thing that the people will be served in these Beth Miriam's will be love, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ as we endeavor to serve him by serving one another, but also a warm dinner, and sometimes clothing, sometimes medical treatment, and sometimes schooling. Not all are called to work in these projects, but Jesus does teach us to be generous with our love in other ways." The interesting thing about it is that she is not even religious when this initial visitation from God happened to her. She didn't own a Bible and did not attend church. She was a nondescript person of Greek descent, born in Egypt and living in Bangladesh, a Muslim country. She could not understand why God chose her, and when she inquired of God, she was told that God chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise of this age. One of her primary missions is unity. First, we must have unity with God and then with each other. Her focus is always on the love of our Lord Jesus Christ as we endeavor to serve him by serving one another. That is the primary goal of the Jesus Alliance. And interestingly, our revised logo states, "Love all, serve all." I think we are destined to work together. Of course, my Malcolm meeting was not accidental. I have requested that Malcolm introduce me to her as soon as possible. Stay tuned. So you think you have nothing to offer God because you are a nobody, someone who is not on the world stage, highly educated, or whatever. Look at Vasula. She didn't even own a Bible, not formally educated, and was a happy housewife. God is using her in a mighty way, and he can use you. Pray about it and ask God to show you what he wants done and then do it. God will be well pleased to put you to work, loving all and serving all. Romans 12:1. "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.